It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning. It's great to have you back with us on Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, there's a lot happening in Angels Camp. A new mayor has been selected, and much is taking place at City Hall. We're joined today by the mayor of Angels Camp, Caroline Sciarrato. Mayor Sciarrato, it's great to have you in on Motherlode Views today.
Well, thank you, BJ. It's nice to be here.
You know, first off, for anybody who doesn't know you, can you tell us a little bit about your background and how you got involved in city government?
Sure. Well, I've lived in Angels Camp for 27 years and raised two children and have a business there. And we just, we really love our city. And the biggest impact that you can really have is your local government. And so just watching some of the folks that have served before me, seeing some of the decisions that are made and how we can really sculpt and work on our city drove me to want to be part of it. And I've always leaned into service. And so this is a way that I can give back to my community.
So what is kind of the role of the mayor of Angels Camp?
Well, it really is more ceremonial in nature, but the mayor does run our city council meetings and signs all of our legal documentation, shows up and, you know, does ribbon cuttings and things like that. And, you know, in a sense, is the face of the city for that time period.
There's been some recent changes at the administrative level. What's going on right now with the search for a new city administrator and a new police chief?
Yes, there has. So we talked about this a couple of meetings ago. We decided this time around to go with a professional recruiting company. And so the city council agreed on Peckham and McKinney to do our research for us. And so things have been going really well. We have quite a few candidates, and the selection process will be happening most likely in March. And hopefully we'll have our new city administrator in place by April. So fingers crossed, we're really excited about that.
Yeah, picking a new city administrator, what are the types of things that you look for when you're attracting a new city administrator?
Well, you're looking for executive leadership, someone who can forge relationships with all of the government entities that we work with, all of the local business associations and business owners, our constituents, things like that. And someone who has a background in government is always a plus because they can hit the ground running. So that's the gist of it.
When you look ahead now into 2026, as we're now in 2026, what do you see as kind of the big issues on the horizon for the City of Angels Camp?
Well, we have a lot of CIP in front of us. We've been slowly chipping away at it, so that's been really great, and we've been making some progress, especially in the water, wastewater area. But looking ahead, I mean, we're really excited about a couple of things, especially the Habitat for Humanity, Eureka Oaks, and the expansion of having those units coming in and homes. We're looking at like downtown revitalization, additional CIP projects within the water, wastewater, our Angels Creek Trail, just all those types of things. Also, just working with Caltrans, we've got a big road project coming ahead.
When we talk about CIP, what do you mean by that?
Thank you for that clarification. We do talk a lot in acronyms, and I know that gets lost in translation. So that is capital improvement projects. And so every city's got their capital improvement project list in all their different departments of what they need to tackle over usually like 0 to 5 years and then 6 to 10 year projects. So.
You mentioned that Eureka Oaks Habitat for Humanity project, a big housing development. What are your thoughts on the benefits of that?
Well, I mean, it's really helpful in the workforce housing arena. It's going to be 107 units, and they've done so much work, and they've raised so much money so far. And it's the largest Habitat for Humanity project in the state of California. So it's really great that we have that in our city. And right now, they've got all of the underground pretty much completed. They've got sidewalks. They've got streets, they've got streetlights, they've got their park underway. So the next phase is going vertical. And so they're hoping to start doing that by late spring, early summer. So that's exciting.
How has the city kind of been involved with that project directly?
We've been involved quite a bit. We obviously were, you know, part of the planning and engineering and all of that, the permitting, and we're helping out where we can. We did recently just allocate the PLHA grant award, a grant to them, which was about $250,000. Those types of funds come and the local organizations have to apply for it. And so they were the only ones that applied for it. And so they got the full grant for that. So we're excited to extend those funds to them. So, I mean, overall, it's just any like support that we can give them, we do.
Workforce housing, is that something you're hearing from constituents as a need for the city?
Absolutely, in all realms. And so our employers are having a hard time finding employees because employees can't afford or can't find housing that's affordable in our area. So instead of trying to have them commute in, it'll be nice to have this 107 units that we can offer up.
How about Utica Park? That's been a big project over recent years. Can you kind of give us an update on the expansion there and where that stands right now?
Sure. We completed that project last year and opened it up, and it's been really a success. It's so great to drive by there and see all the families enjoying their time, watching people work out, families using the covered area for parties, and the trail that's there is new, and that's also a nice addition just to get your cardio workout going. The amphitheater was used this summer with the farmers market, which they had moved midsummer from the museum down to the park, so they were able to take advantage of the park the last few farmers markets. Pickleball, we've been seeing kids using the basketball court, so it's been very joyful to see how many people are utilizing the park.
What else is taking place when it comes to looking at trails, you know, to and from the City of Angels Camp?
Well, thanks for asking about that. We've got the Angels Creek Trail project that's been in the works for several years. We just completed the environmental review, which is a huge lift. And so now we're working on right-of-way acquisition to complete this trail. So what this is the trail is going to go through parts of Angels Camp and then eventually end up at New Maloney's Lake. And so it's going to be a nice addition for families, recreation. It's going to have a great impact on economic development. So we're excited to get that next stage underway.
Imagine you'll see a lot of bicyclists and,
yes,
and runners along the trail.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
And we're talking a little bit about water too. What's kind of like the big challenges and issues facing water right now in Angels Camp?
You know, talking about water, we are part of the JPA for Utica Water and Power Authority, and I actually sit on that board as their chair as well, and with UPUD, which is the Union Public Utilities District, which serves Murphy. So the two communities come together, and we have a 27-mile conveyance system that comes down the mountain and delivers fresh water to those two cities. And so far, those things are protected. We have, pre-1914 water rights, so that's been great. And just keeping that CIP, the capital improvement projects, going there. But once it gets to the city, we've got quite a few projects underway for water in the city that we had under our 218, which is a process that you have to go through that the state mandates you to go through in order to evaluate and raise water rates. And so we did that process and we've set our water rates. And so with those increases in the water bills, you'll see some great improvements throughout the city on some of those projects. So mostly we're working on the sewer projects, but one of the things that we just put out to bid is the automated meter readers. And so as our public works goes around the city currently, they have to manually read everybody's meters, and then you get billed accordingly. So the nice thing about this update is that it won't be as impactful on our time with our public works, so that they can do other things like taking care of Utica Park and taking care of other situations and issues throughout the city. But those meter readers should be installed soon, and the first phase will be completed in the next few months.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking with Caroline Sherrato on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, focusing on the City of Angels Camp and issues, challenges, projects, and opportunities on horizon for the city. And Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll have our second segment coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We're focusing on the City of Angels Camp on this weekend's Motherlode Views. There's a new mayor in Angels Camp for 2026, Caroline Schirato. She's in studio with us today. Mayor Schirato, during the first segment, you talked a little bit about the plans to recruit and hire a new city administrator. How about the police chief as well? What is kind of the status with that position?
Yes, so our police chief, he retired in December. And now we are under, an interim chief for a few months. Really, that job of hiring a new police chief should fall under the city administrator. And so once we have the city administrator in place, then we'll task them with hiring the new police chief. So until then, we'll have an interim.
Getting into some other issues, you know, being mayor, you're one of five council members. As mayor, what do you kind of see as your main priority for 2026 or main issue?
Well, I'd like to focus on economic development for Angels Camp this year. And I feel like I've got some good support behind that with my fellow council members. Some of the other things I'd like to do is just actually talk to our council members and ask them, what are your goals for the year so that we can get them all prioritized. And the last thing I'd like to do is revisit our strategic plan and make sure that we're staying on track. It is a living document. We worked really hard on it a few years ago, and I want to make sure that we're putting the focus where it needs to be.
So circling back to your main priority, economic development, what are the types of things you'd like to see the city look at?
Well, we have been talking about the National Register of Historical Preservation and becoming a part of that. And this has come from a discussion with some of our local downtown merchants and business owners. They have asked us to, you know, put some emphasis behind that, and also with Main Street USA. And the nice thing about becoming part of those two groups is that you're on the list, you're on the map, so that when people look you up, our city would come up. It helps opening the doors for grants. It also puts us in certain exemptions as well, which is really helpful for downtown businesses, which is historic. So when you're dealing with historic buildings, you're dealing with, you know, other issues that come with that. And sometimes you just can't do some of the upgrades or some of the other things that are required. So this is going to be a good thing. One of the other areas is that the council did approve us going after a CDBG grant of $1.5 million. It's very competitive. We've gone after it before. It's so competitive that within 15 seconds of it opening, it was already closed, and we didn't hit the button quick enough. So this time, we're going to have all of our staff on hand. We've trained them all, and once it opens, we're going to hit all the buttons at the same time and hopefully get in there so that we have a chance at this $1.5 million. But the nice thing about that money is that it can be used with all different types of parameters. And so we'd love to hear from our business community to help identify where we can apply these grant monies and how to use it. So, you know, that helps us get the grant. So we'd like to hear from them soon.
So it sounds like it ties into the idea of kind of celebrating and the historic past, but also looking ahead to the future.
Yeah. And so, you know, we've got some gems to downtown, and, you know, with our movie theater, it celebrated its 100-year anniversary. I don't know if it was last year or the year before, but it's been there a long time. And with the closing of the Sonora movie theater, I mean, that's a pretty big hit to this community over here. And so we would love to see some of the Tuolumne County residents come visit us over in Angels Camp. And our theater's great. It's got new seating, and it's, you know, full service. And check out some of our local businesses and have dinner beforehand or after. And, you know, I hope that that's going to help revitalize a little bit of what's going on downtown. So,
yes, and I see the theater step up and fill some more of that niche following the Sonora closure.
Yeah, they have. And they're doing some nice stuff that they're offering to Tuolumne County residents to kind of help get you over there, have a good experience, and hopefully come back. One of the other programs that we did this last year was Frog Bucks. And so we set aside some funds, as City Council did, to open that up to, for like a buy $100 and you get $100, and you have to spend it at a business that has been registered through this program. And it was wildly successful. And our business owners came back and told us in January how successful it was for them, especially during the month of December, during the holiday period. And so we're going to take a look at that, I'm sure, again, and hopefully be able to open up some funds to offer that this year when we have our new budget cycle.
You know, getting around Angels Camp, what is the latest on transportation and mobility projects in the city?
So as far as the downtown, if you've been through Main Street as of maybe fall of last year, you notice Caltrans has left its mark there. They started a project, and it had to be paused so we can get through winter. And then they're going to restart that in spring of 2025. And it should be completed by the, spring of 2026 this year. And it should be done at the end of the year. So we're excited about that. I mean, it's bringing in continuity with sidewalks. It's really emphasizing the safety of crosswalks, which we have the high school right there on Highway 49. We have several businesses, churches, things like that. And so just to get people feeling safe about walking also on the sidewalks. So that's what that project is. And then we are also doing a big pavement management plan that we approved, and it's out to bid. So that's going to start May, June. And that's about $350,000 worth of funds that we got from gas tax, TOT, some other areas. And so we're excited about starting some of that too throughout the town.
How would you say the budget is faring right now for Angels Camp and looking at the past couple of years?
It's pretty good. We've been pretty pretty solid and balanced budgets, or just near balanced budgets, but we've come out ahead each year. You know, we made some strategic plans or changes, a couple of years ago that's helped with just, you know, gaining interest off the monies we have instead of paying fees for banking and things like that. So that's small, but it does add up. Actually, it's pretty significant at the end of the year. Just keeping a good track of CIP. Several of our contractors that we've been working with, they have been coming in under budget and finishing early. I mean, we can't be happier with that. So overall, the budget's been good. I mean, there are some issues that we are looking ahead at, which is TOT. So tourism is down. It's down across the country. So we're taking that into consideration, and we may have to make some adjustments. But we are looking at a mid-year review of our budget this month, and then we'll start the new budget cycle, like setting the budget before June, and we'll adopt that in July.
You talked earlier, too, about strategic planning. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that, on what the city is looking at?
Well, you know, strategic planning is everything in all departments. And so we go department by department, and you prioritize the projects. We ask everyone to kind of give us what's going on in their departments. Then we prioritized it. Like, is this a 1 year or is this in 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years? And so we did that. We sat down and we went through everything, and we decided when and how we were going to place these projects. And so it's nice to kind of look, it's about halfway through at this point of the 5 year plan. So it would be nice to go in, take a look, and see if we're on target with where we were supposed to be. And that's everything from software in the offices to, you know, vehicle purchases, equipment purchases, all that stuff. So that's, it's big and small. And so it'd be nice to kind of take a look at that.
The City of Angels Camp is the only unincorporated city in Calaveras County. How closely and how well do you work with Calaveras County government?
I would say, you know, we do overlap in areas. And so one of those is with the Council of Government. I was sitting on that for a few years. That's a lot of money that comes through for transportation, for roads, things like that. And so that definitely has a huge overlap. We sit on that with the supervisors and with some members at large. You know, we also work with the sheriff's department. We outsource all of our dispatch to the sheriff's department, which they are great to work with. And then we also have a good working relationship with our supervisors, so, and their administration.
Need to take one more break. We're talking with the new mayor of Angels Camp, Caroline Sherrato, on this weekend's Motherlode Views, getting an update on happenings in the city of Angels Camp. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. In a programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we're going to be joined in the studio by Aaron Rasmussen. He represents several organizations in Tuolumne County and in the community of Tuolumne, including the Park and Recreation District. He's going to be talking about some projects that are underway in Tuolumne. In addition, he's going to be speaking about some exciting new veterans initiatives that he's going to announce on next week's show, and also talk a little bit about the planning for the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee. That's a big event that takes place every summer in downtown Tuolumne. It's an economic development generator for the area, for local businesses as well. That's going to be next week on Motherlode Views with Aaron Rasmussen. Our final segment with Angels Camp Mayor Caroline Sherrato is coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We welcome you back to our final segment of this weekend's Motherlode Views. We're joined by Caroline Sherrato, who is the new mayor of Angels Camp. We're focusing on happenings with city government in Angels Camp. You know, Mayor Sherrato, next thing I want to ask you about is, I haven't brought up fire protection. Is there anything going on right now when it comes to fire protection or services?
Thank you for bringing that up. Yes. So FireWise is a movement that's going across California right now. And back in January of last year, I found out about it and brought it up to city council, brought it up to our fire chief. And ironically, we had some members of our community who were also working on this. So together, we collaborated with our fire chief and our citizens, and we became a FireWise city. We are certified, and you can go to angelsfirewise.com and pull the certificate down and submit it to your insurance for a discount. And I believe it's 0.5%, could be a little bit more, but at this rate, anybody and everybody should take advantage of that, and any discount is great. So we are really pleased with that. If you are in a neighborhood in Angels Camp and you're still looking to join FireWise, you can also go to that website, learn more about it. I believe it takes 5 homeowners to start a community within your neighborhood for FireWise, and then you can start, you know, doing some of the mitigation and then submitting the paperwork. But as a city, we've had enough people participate that we are considered a FireWise city.
We talked a little too earlier about water issues in the city. How about sewer? Any projects or issues that you're working on?
We do have a current project right now that is on Vallecito Road. So if you drive by there, by the fire station, you'll see big giant ditches being dug. And so we're replacing that sewer line. Last year, we did the part that was before. It was called Booster Way, which came down Booster Way. And then looking ahead, we will be doing the sewer east project, which will connect to the Vallecito sewer project, and it's going to go east down Highway 49. But you should see some traffic slowdowns, or they may have to do one-way traffic on Vallecito Road starting this month. But the project should be wrapped up in March or April.
If anybody wants to get involved with city governments, where and when are your meetings?
So we meet the first and third Tuesday of every month. We have our open session meeting begins at 6 p.m. and we never know how long we're going to be there. We don't have a time limit, but we encourage everybody to come and participate. We also have the option of Zooming in. So we know that some of folks are working, or if you're driving home from work, or if you have children, we get that. So we do have the option of coming in via Zoom.
What's the best way for people to reach out to council members about issues? Is it to go to those meetings, or is it to email or call? What would you recommend?
It can be all of the above. It's really great when we have our citizens show up for public comment and bring to us issues that we may not be aware of. There's 5 of us on council, and we only have, so many eyes and ears out there, and then our own staff. But it's wonderful when we can hear from our citizens and they let us know about things. You can also email us. All of our emails are on the city website, so angelscamp.gov.
5 council members with different backgrounds, different perspectives. How would you describe the dynamics of the council right now?
very respectful. We get along. We don't always agree, which is fine, but we do respect each other's decisions and opinions. And so I feel like this is a good group that listens and takes all of these issues seriously and makes their decisions with, you know, consciously. So, yeah, it's a nice group.
Anything else new or exciting that we haven't brought up yet happening in Angels Camp?
Let's see. We have a few things going on. I wanted to talk a little bit about it's a kind of an exciting thing with Caltrans. So we got decertified our Foundry Lane, which sounds terrible, but it's actually a great thing. So to have the Foundry Lane decertified opens up the possibility to actually have a turn off of Highway 4 into the existing business area that is where Starbucks and CVS is. And so it allows more development there for larger business, bigger, you know, like a commercial business type places to go. And it could also connect us into the Eureka Oaks in a different capacity. So we're really excited about that. That's been more than 10 years in the works. And then we are also doing some additional things to help drive business to our main street and looking at more wayfinding signs and pole banners just that we can swap out when new things are happening in town or like new events. We can highlight Frog Jump or we can highlight the holiday parade and things like that. So we're working on those two things right now.
Yeah, you mentioned that project, that turn lane, that is kind of a unique thing because I imagine for a city like Angels Camp, it is hard to grow new areas for development and business and that type of thing.
It is. And so having a good relationship, working relationship with Caltrans is very key. And so I give huge kudos to all the folks that have worked on that because it's been a heavy lift. And to get that approved is really monumental for that area of town.
Mentioned earlier, you have been on the council for a little while now. Is this your first time serving as mayor?
It is. Yes, I was appointed back in 2021, ran in 2022 for a 2-year term, and then 2024. And so now this is going to be my second year of the 4-year term. So
it's kind of a fun experience. You've been in the role for a month now.
For a month. I know I introduced myself last night as city council member, and then I was quickly corrected as your mayor. I was like, oh, that's right. So it is fun. But it, like I said, it is ceremonial in nature. And so it's nice, you know, just to be out there and talking to the constituents and being able to go to any ceremonies of new businesses opening and things like that. It's nice to represent the city.
Yeah, I imagine ribbon cuttings and those are extra roles
you take
on as mayor. I would say,
ribbon cuttings, you know, kissing babies, shaking hands, all that good stuff. But yeah, it is, it's nice. And then, you know, running the meetings, which is the serious part of the job. But yeah, I do appreciate my fellow council members having the confidence in having me be in this position.
So now that you've taken on kind of this new role of mayor, have you had to change at all? Kind of the role that you have, it's just typically as one of the 5 council members now moving into this new position?
Well, yes. You know, I talked a little bit about running the meetings. And so you have to pay attention, you know, like with every little nuance now, because you are overseeing the agenda. But one of the things I also, you know, just watching Mike Chimente in this last year as vice mayor and his leadership skills is that you really do have to switch into this listening mode and listen more. And so that's what I've been focusing on this year, is that I have to talk less, listen more, take it all in, and then make the decisions accordingly. So it is hard for me. I'm a talker, and I love sharing stories and things like that, but I do need to listen to my constituents and to those who've come to the meeting and have important things to say.
You know, as we mentioned, a lot happening throughout 2026 in the city of Angels Camp. There's going to be a new city administrator, new police chief. So definitely keep us updated and keep us posted all throughout the year how things are going.
I am super optimistic about this year. Super excited.
Well, Caroline Chirado, thanks so much for coming on Motherload Views.
Thank you, BJ.
Again, we've been joined by Caroline Chirado. She is the new mayor of Angels Camp. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.